Blog Talk Radio.
Since June, I was looking at the calendar, and I can't believe the time got away from us like that. I mean, I was like pretty stunned. So when I looked back at the count, when I looked back in our episodes and stuff, so we are excited to start our fall season, and I'm excited to be here. For some reason, we didn't have audio for our intro music, so we're starting a little different today, but we're on track, and I'm excited. So today we're talking all about the most surprising and unusual ways to power up your manifesting. And I will be doing some questions and readings and all that kind of stuff towards the midway point of the show, if not a little bit later. So the number to call in is 347-215-9485. That's 347-215-9485. And so you can call in and get in the queue now. I see so many of you are on the line already, so thank you for that. And one second, let me just, okay, here we go. All right, Sam, I can see you in the screen here. I didn't have my Skype open. Okay, so a couple of announcements, because, you know, at the top of the shows, we always do kind of energy and our aha energy check. And this week is a little crazy because we have a Mercury in retrograde. We have a giant full moon on the 16th, a harvest moon, which is exciting. And then on top of that, we have a lunar eclipse. So there's a lot going on. And we also had a solar eclipse last week, or a couple of weeks ago. So for those of you who are fire signs like myself, who are Leos, we are in Aries and Sagittarius and, you know, Aries, yeah, and Sagittarius. We all do very well with solar eclipses, but then when the lunar eclipse comes, it's kind of like a karate chop. So if you happen to be a fire sign, I know that in particular, sometimes it feels a little bit, you know, rockier when you have a lunar eclipse. So just, you know, hang in there. Now, on the other hand, if you're a water sign, then the lunar eclipse will feel fairly good to you. And I think Earth is also does pretty well with the lunar eclipse as well. So not that it matters all that much, because really we create our own, you know, reality and how we choose to react to it and respond to it. But I can say that with this particular Mercury in retrograde, because it started at the end of August, going into what we expect to be a time of, you know, ramping up, we're coming from a very, like the dog days of summer, right? Late August, it just gets really slow like this, you know, at least especially for entrepreneurs. But I know for people putting their kids back to school, they start to feel that little bit of a rev of energy, because they're, you know, back to school supplies and bus schedules and, you know, or college, you know, getting your kid off to college or whatever yourself. But as we come off the summer, we usually expect, like, day after Labor Day, this big surge of energy. And what we end up having this time is we had a kind of a surge and then it hit a wall, because it's like the energy is like foot on the gas and foot on the brake at the same time. Like the energy has its foot on the brake and we have our foot on the gas, and it's like, you know, a lot of bouncing around. So if you're feeling a little stressy, or if, like, let's, like myself, you have your own business and it's like you expect to sort of rev up and have things like really flow because you've had like a quiet summer, and, you know, and business kind of goes down in the summer and you're hoping to rev it up in September, just give it another week, because what you would normally feel first week in September, this week, next week we'll feel it after September 22nd when our, you know, when the moon cycle, Mercury in retrograde ends. So give it the 22nd is mid next week. So you want to give it about 3 days after that to really kind of feel like you can sign contracts again and do all the, buying your big appliances and your cars and, you know, and that type of thing. Until then, just lay low. It's a great time for doing research. It's a great time for having meetings. It's a great time for, you know, polishing up any kinds of materials or any kinds of things that you're working on, planning and plotting for yourself. And then next week is the big heave-ho. There is one more. This will be our last eclipse this week on Friday of the year of 2016. Yay. But we do have one more Mercury in retrograde. There's actually four this year, which is kind of annoying. The Mercury retrograde will be the week of Christmas. It'll be like right around that time. So you want to send your gifts early so they all make it to wherever they're going to go. All right, so that's that. And then I am doing, I actually started getting emails from folks saying, where are you over the summer? Because I was so quiet because I was doing all kinds of, you know, all kinds of work behind the scenes. I will be doing a round of fall readings. We have a fall reading special going on. So there's quite, you know, it's a pretty good price off the what's published on the website. So you can check your email because there'll be an email coming about that tonight. And then it was also part of this announcement. So if you'd like one of those readings, it's just for the first 10, you'll get $10 off. And if you'd like one of those readings, we have a few of those first 10 left, so you want to make sure you sign up quickly. And those actually start next week, so you don't have to wait a long time to get a session. You have, I put some on the schedule, so I know they start next week. Also, one more bit of housekeeping before we jump into our content, and that I am looking for some advanced folks who are interested in becoming certified, AHA certified intuitives. And I have a certification program. I have a few girls in it now who are doing extremely well. And it's a comprehensive program. It's a one-on-one program with me. I have three more spots. And we're going to start probably in the next 2 weeks. And there'll be private sessions one-on-one with me. And then you'll be doing 20 readings, and we'll put you into my list for that to, you know, as just part of your certification. And there's, you know, some other stuff. And what I'm looking for is in 2017, I am probably going to retire from the readings and have my practitioners do the readings because I have another book coming and I have a lot of media stuff, and it's just kind of going in some other directions. But I know that people come here and want, you know, they can trust the sessions they have with me, and, you know, they really respect our work and everything. So what I'd like to do is have a group of folks trained who can do those readings on my behalf. And, you know, we'll talk about all the particulars if you decide to jump on board. So I am accepting applications for that. It's an application process, and then we'll do a short, you know, discovery call so we can talk about the program, and I'll give you more information, all that. If you think that you would like to be a professional intuitive and get certified by me, and, you know, you learn all about the ins and outs of your own intuition, getting fluent for yourself, plus how to do professional reading beyond angel cards and reading off a guidebook, but, you know, how to actually do an intuitive reading even without cards, and then also, you know, ethics and marketing and how to, you know, get yourself started and get yourself moving, then this is definitely the certification for you. And send me an email at support@ahamomentsinc.com. That's support@ahamomentsinc.com. And let me know, and I'll send over the information, and we'll get you on the schedule to have a conversation about it. Okay, so it's a comprehensive program, and it's exciting. I'm excited to see how the ones who are in it now are doing extremely well. It's really fun to see people blossom into that level. So, okay, I think that's it. Oh, one more thing, and then let's start chatting about tonight's content. And that is, our radio shows are on iTunes, so you can, you know, look up the AHA Moments radio show on iTunes. And then I also just loaded 50 shows into YouTube, so you're going to be able to start to listen to the shows without any commercials or anything on YouTube. So those shows are not showing yet on my YouTube channel because we're just doing some finishing touches on the editing, but by the end of the week, those will be, we'll start to release those. And we also have a free AHA Factor video training course that will be releasing, and also the full Aha Factor online course that goes in companion with the book that's coming out as well. So we're finishing up the last finishing touches on that, plus the new blog stuff. I mean, you see how much I've been working? It's crazy. You have no idea. So we have all of that coming out over the next, you know, end of this week and into next week. So you'll see emails. You'll see more emails from me than in the, over the summer, because now we have everything setting into place. Okay, so all that being said, let's jump into our topic tonight, which is the most surprising and unusual ways to power up your manifesting. And one of the things that I've found when I talk to my clients and also even with myself is, and if you've studied manifesting or any kind of, you know, law of attraction work or anything like that in the past, what you, I'm sure you have heard, is your emotions are so important, and being positive and staying positive is the most important thing you can do to get things to manifest. And that if you have negative emotions, what will happen is it'll kill your frequency and it'll kill your manifesting and it'll slow you down. And to be honest, it's something that has been real point of confusion for people over the years, myself included, because what happens is life happens, right? And you react to certain things that are going on in your life. Someone passes away. You have a bad breakup. You lose your job. You have a health challenge. You know, money doesn't come in when you think it's going to come in. Maybe your business takes a nosedive, or there's all kinds of things that can happen. We have, you know, terrorist attacks, all kinds of things. And you feel like, okay, well, if I react to this, I'm killing my manifesting. If I have a legitimate emotional response to this, I am, you know, really just, you know, I can't get what I want. And I have to sort of prop myself up with a positive facade so that maybe the universal energies won't notice the other stuff I'm feeling. Because if I can just keep myself positive, and wall it up against all this other negative stuff, that then my stuff will come, and then I can really be positive, right? And so, or not, that point of view is actually what slows you down. Because when you're trying to be the manifestation of things happens based on your frequency, not on your thoughts. Okay, so your thoughts generate an emotion, a frequency, and then your frequency is what is read on the energetic grid, and then whatever it's in alignment with is what comes into being. So whatever your circumstances are today, okay, is a reflection of what has been going on for you in your frequency over the last 60 to 90 days. If you're really doing this work a lot, like my advanced parallel realities girls that I was on the phone with earlier today in our class, they're manifesting much faster than the average person. So they might see something, you know, being reflected from the last 3 to 10 days, 10, 30 days. But if you're kind of new to all of this, yeah, last 60 to 120 days, you'll be seeing, like, you know, your circumstances are reflecting your dominant frequency from several days ago. So really, whatever you're facing in today is your past reflecting back at you. And whatever you're feeling today is going to reflect to you in a few days down to a month or two down the road. So if you are in this kind of constant loop of negativity, and you're like waiting for something positive to happen so your circumstances will look positive and then you'll get happy, you are really holding yourself up. Also, if you are afraid of being afraid, if you're afraid of sadness, if you're afraid of grief, if you're afraid of legitimate feeling of anxiety, because you're afraid that that's going to hurt you long term with your manifesting, that also gets in the way. I was channeling the other day, and that's what brought up the content for tonight's show. And I was asking my guides, I had something happen to me, and I was I noticed that what I did was I just stoic about it. And I put up kind of like this wall, and I just was like, I won't, not doing that. Nope. Nope, nope, nope. I might like be walking on the beach, and you know, you kind of, you're thinking, and then you get a little teary-eyed and stuff. And I was about to, you know, go into a full meltdown. I said, nope, you're not going to do that. Nope, you're going to stay in the frequency. We're going to, and they said, you know, if you let yourself grieve it, what it does is it removes it from the frequency. Because if you don't let yourself kind of feel the emotion and move through it, what it does is it almost crystallizes, and that it becomes a negative crystal, and then that amplifies. Okay, so now you have these like little stones, like kidney stones, in your auric field of stuff that you just are walling up against. And believe it or not, those frequencies, because you're pushing against them, gives them more power, and they start to attract the negative circumstances even more. So if you feel like, excuse me, my throat's like, where's my water? I was running in here so fast I didn't bring my water with me. But if you're feeling like you're having this kind of negative spiral of synchronicities, it's probably because there's some negative things that you, what you would perceive as negative things there that you're trying to sort of cover up with positive stuff. So, excuse me, if it is, if you feel a sense of grief, let's say you broke up with someone and you just, it was the tail end of it, and, or even at the beginning of it, and you're trying to, you're afraid of the grief because you're afraid it's going to kill all the positive things you're doing. Don't be. Just handle it constructively. So what you want to do is your journaling, super, super important. These are some of the tips, like what I said in the description of the show, how you can get lemons in your life to turn into lemonade, help you to create your lemonade. And that is, when you have grief, when you have heartbreak, when you have, you know, any kind of negative situation, there's always a gift sort of popped in. It's like the pill and the peanut butter you give to your dog when they're sick, right? When they have to get their meds. It's like there's always a little something embedded, you know, so for you to learn. And there's actually a little accelerator in all of these negative, what we perceive as negative emotions. There's an accelerator in there for good stuff to come. So instead of trying to run from it, instead of trying to mask it, instead of trying to, you know, kind of overrun it with, you know, fake positive emotions and then kind of in the background have this sort of backdrop of worry, right? It's better to go head on and just say, okay, if you need professional help, like if you're really, really grieving, you need professional, get the professional help. I need to say that as a caveat because I don't want you to, like, you know, blow your circuits because you're trying to now experience every negative thing because you're going to push through to get your money in your house, whatever else. But if you can let yourself move through those emotions and sort of just say, okay, you know what? Yeah, I am really sad about that. And you know what? That guy really is a jerk. And, you know, that wasn't cool that, you know, he cheated on me, or that wasn't cool that that person did that to me at work. And, you know, what else can I, you know, how can I heal from this? Okay. That is a much healthier and actually much in more frequency alignment with the power parallels. Okay. Those parallels, these are, which is our versions of ourselves that have all the stuff we want. Okay. Those power parallels, I call them. When you handle the negative things happening in your world with grace and with assertiveness, okay, and with willingness to really look at it head on and then get the help you need to help support you through it, you are actually stepping into powerful parallels that are much more in frequency alignment with where you want to be than ignoring it and propping up against it, okay, because then you stem up all of the energy. So then you just put yourself into what I call purgatory parallels. You're holding yourself back. So one of the things that I hear a lot in the Law of Attraction teachings is the path of least resistance. I was talking about this in my advanced class today. And the path of least resistance really sort of assumes that there's resistance in the first place, right? So you want to pick the path that has the least. Well, it really helps me to switch that out. Instead of saying the path of least resistance, to think about the path of most allowance. Because when we think about allowing the most good stuff in, then it's saying, I'm not going to even recognize, I'm just going to allow anything that any solution that comes to solving these various things, it may be, quote, negative things, unquote, that you're going through, will come on, you have to allow it in, right? If you're bracing yourself up against stuff, then it's you're going on the path of most resistance because you're creating resistance. Because there's a part of you that's creating resistance to be able to wall up and sort of mask or ignore or put those negative emotions aside. And then there's the piece of you that wants to put your foot on the gas pedal and be positive. But then you have that feeling of dread. You have that feeling of anxiety. You have that feeling of, you know, if I do one thing, then it's going to trip into something else. And, you know, that kind of that white knuckle bracing yourself, holding yourself, waiting for the next shoe to drop. type of thing. And so what you want to do is really be honest with yourself. Self-honesty is the most powerful accelerator to manifestation of the things that you desire because it's cleaning up your frequency. Okay? And the energetic grid is not like a parent. Okay, and I know that in formal religion, a lot of people come from a formal religion situation and they feel like, okay, I have to, there's this greater being outside of me that I have to get to like me and get to, you know, give me my stuff. And I have to be a certain way and I have to have, you know, I have to be perfect and all of this stuff in order to get what I want. And that's absolutely not true. You don't have to be perfect. Parallels are interesting because as you make your choices of where you want to be, they load in by piece, and you'll start to see things maybe in a smaller version. I'm just trying to think of an example. Things will start to, like, for instance, I had a birthday, okay, in August, and got with some of the birthday gifts I got, I got a couple of dance lessons. And so I kept saying, you know, in my new frequency, I said, you know, this fall, that's it, get a dance partner, I'm going to get back to the studio, and blah, blah, blah. And I kept seeing myself dancing with this fabulous guy, and, you know, like the one my ex-partner, who, you know, is very, very successful and, you know, super talented and from Russia and all these things. And I kept seeing this, And then, you know, quote, out of nowhere, I get this birthday gift and I end up going to the studio to meet this guy. And he's not the guy, definitely not the guy, but he's a really great guy. Doesn't necessarily specialize in what I do, but is super good. And so I took those first two sessions with him. And as I'm dancing with him, I see beyond him in the studio is the guy. Like, I see the guy dancing with another set of students, and he's like a Latin king. You know, he just really knows what he's doing. And so one thing trips to the next, right? So that parallel is loading in steps. You know, a lot of times when you're dealing with manifestation, and this is another thing that can slow you down, is we expect kind of hit the lottery kind of change. Like, I am going to envision this, and then tomorrow I have some miraculous thing, and, you know, here I am in the grocery store, and I look up, and my husband is standing in front of me, and it all happens at one time, you know, or, oh, here it is, I get this big chunk of money, and then all my debts are paid, and then everything is done, and I get to do everything all at once, and then I get the new house, and the new car, and then, you know, we expect these kind of over-the-top, I dream a genie, bewitched kind of boom, poof, you know, big cloud of smoke and something's changed. And parallels kind of don't work that way because the energy is sort of aligning with you. And as you go up and down and up and down and up, one minute you're aligned, the next minute you're not, the next minute you are, the next minute you're not. You're all over the place during your day because you're reacting to all your circumstances. You have a little bit coming in and then you push it away. Then you have a little bit coming in and you push it away. Because as soon as you say, I want it, it starts to configure. And then it configures as best it can based on what your frequency is reading. Right? So if you're kind of all over the place or you're looking outside of yourself and looking for someone to tell you, oh, yes, you will now have your new house. Oh, yes, you will now get, your relationship and you're looking for somebody, I don't care if it's an intuitive or a rabbi or priest or, you know, oracle cards or something to tell you you're going to get such and such a thing, really, no one can tell you when you're going to get something except for you. Okay, so what you can do when you're talking to an intuitive, you know, et cetera, you know, a professional type of person like that is to ask, how far along am I and where is my frequency reading at this time? Knowing that you're the one who's responsible. It's not already out there on the ethers. It's really about what you're giving yourself permission to receive. So if you're giving yourself permission to have it, it'll show up immediately. If you're sort of giving yourself permission, but most of you is feeling dread or avoiding some other heavy emotion, or you're going to slow it down. Okay? So change can't happen in spite of you. Change happens because of you. So when you make a different choice, you get the change. Right? So there's a lot of power comes in that. And that's another unusual way that most of us don't think that way, because we don't want to think about our own choice in the matter. We want to assume that there's some big us and that there's some destiny or fate. And, you know, we're like kind of like, you know, like this victim mode, like, oh, all this stuff is happening to me. And we're looking at our circumstances and how they're reading out. And we're not taking responsibility for that because all this stuff is happening to us. And these toxic people in our job are getting in our way. And you're creating all of it. All of it. You know, and then it's just reading out in your circumstances. Then you're looking at that and you're sort of reacting to it. So take a step back. Take a nice deep breath and just ask for the path of most allowance. The path of most allowance will also give you a diagnostic of what you need to kind of realign in order to have those shifts that you want. So when I say those frequency, you know, your parallels or your new life is loading in step by step, and it may not look like the big I dream a genie poof right away, you'll notice that it comes in its you know, where it can. It sees the opening and says, okay, you know what? She's not going to let herself stop everything and go spend $1 billion on finding some fabulous Russian dancer boy somewhere, you know. So let's give her a present. Okay, that's two. Let's put her at least in the studio let's put her with this guy because that's who was referred to her. And then now let's make sure that the other one is there so she sees him. Okay, there it is. So they found the dots. They connected the dots to the path of most allowance. So it was actually a pretty easy find. I could have made that much harder if I'd gone on some sort of crusade, but I was following energy. So that's the other thing that you want to do to power up your manifesting. It's called follow the energy. So if you see a synchronicity, say yes. So say, that's weird. I have one friend, she'd be working and meditating, and then something, quote, magical would happen. You know, she'd get some sort of, either intuitively or some kind of synchronistic thing would happen, and then she'd call me up, you know, this is so weird. This happened. And she was like pushing it away as she was marveling at what it was. It was like, wait, stop. Stop saying it's weird. Stop saying it's not weird. It's how the universe works. You know, this is normal. It's like you just say thank you. That's so cool. This is cool. This is great. Say cool instead of weird. So you get more of it, right? Path of most allowance. All right. Just let me see here. Okay. All right. Gosh, you guys have a lot of questions tonight. And I think that what we will do, since we have so many, is, Sam, I think we're going to just go and take some questions, and I'll talk more about the content as we take some of the callers, because I just see there's so many of us, of you guys tonight. When I go off the air for a while, everybody misses me. That's so cool. All right, Sam. So are you ready? I guess you are. I assume you are. Okay. Let's go ahead and start with... How about deep in the UK? Hello there.
Hi, Mariana. Thanks for taking my call.
You are so welcome. You're calling from far away, and isn't it like a really weird time of night there?
Yeah, it's 12:30 midnight, yeah.
Yes, I was like, okay, let me take. So thanks for calling in. Thanks for staying up. And what? How can I help you? What's your question?
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call again. Can you see what you are getting about my love life, please? Do you see any relationships coming up or any friendship leading into a relationship?
Do you have somebody in mind? Because it feels like you do.
I do have somebody in mind, but I'm open to what the universe might want to bring as well.
Well, you know, and this is what we were talking about earlier, you're choosing it all the way along. So the universe is waiting for you to say yes. I think you're a little bit too polite with the universe, to be honest. You know, it's like, okay, well, I'll allow them to tell me what I should do. And really what they're waiting for is for you to be more specific with what you desire. So don't feel, because the way that your energy is working right now, and the archangel that's with you is Archangel Shamuel, Chamuel. And Archangel Shamuel is for soulmates and twin flame relationships, along with other things, career and other stuff. But he really kind of governs over the relationships aspect of things. And what he's saying is that if you could get clear, just be a little bit clearer, so that you are willing to accept what is coming your way, and say more yes instead of, well, let me just sort of be, and just say yes, you know, and this is what I desire, and like focus on what you desire, because what your imagination is doing, what you perceive as your imagination, is actually your creation. So what they're saying is kind of like, well, you know, he's not being kind of commanding enough, and that's why you're feeling kind of like that weird space of, I don't know what's going to happen to me next. Not that you're the exact how, but they want you to just be a little bit more specific. As far as this person, it feels like you have somebody in mind, and it feels like there might be some opportunity there with that person. I think you're going to get more clarity after the sequence. You're very energetically sensitive, so that you're going to get
a lot more clarity.
Sorry, say again, I missed that bit.
More clarity at the end of this month, did you say?
You'll get more clarity, yes, at the beginning of October, probably first week in October. You're gonna say, oh, okay, there it is. That's the feeling I was searching for. Right now, you're very energetically sensitive, so you're going to feel a little bit like, kind of like, even if you got more of a definitive feeling, you feel like you doubt it more, but you're going to get that more like, I think you, they don't usually get this specific, but by the first Friday in October, you'll have a big shift in the relationship area, and you'll have a much clearer direction. But they don't want to get you too detailed, because then you're going to overanalyze it, and you might miss it.
Exactly,
okay, so
yeah.
I'm going to have to jump to the next person, but I hope that helps.
Yeah, sure, it helps. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great night. Thanks for calling in. Okay, let's see, we have, okay, Janet in Massachusetts. Hi, Janet. Hello? Janet, are you there? Okay, guess not. Janet missed it. Okay, moving on. We have Annette in Boston. Hi, Annette. Wait, are you there? Let me see. Okay, Annette? Hello?
Yes. You were going to ask me that.
Hi, Annette. Annette? Okay, Sam. Okay, we can skip her. Okay. Boy, we're batting 1,000. Okay, so that's that. That's out. Okay, so next we have Malia in Minnesota.
Hi, Maureen.
Hello. Hi,
my question
how are
for you is, I feel like sometimes I'm on a roller coaster where I'm doing really good, positive energy thinking, and then I'm kind of like hit a low. So I just want your, I guess, feedback on how do I handle my lows and how to kind of get back up.
Okay, so what we were talking about earlier, definitely we listen to this as a podcast, but best ways, the three best ways to kind of pop yourself out of that feeling of lowness is one is to really face it and write down everything you're going through in a journal. I know that for myself, when I get overwhelmed like that, writing it all down, it dissipates the energy in your body. It sort of takes it out of your body and puts it on the page, and then you can kind of be a little bit more objective from a feeling sense, and then that gives it actually raises your frequency and starts to give sort of the energy permission to sort of start to bring in solutions. So if you're looking at it as look at all these horrible things or these bad things or these, you know, feeling really depressed and kind of going that negative spiral down, and it starts to make it more objective. The second thing is drinking water. Water is, I know this sounds a little weird, but it's an amplifier of energy. So if there's two physical things that help with energy. One is water, it amplifies energy, and then the other is oxygen. The energetic information actually travels on the molecules of oxygen that you take into your body, and then it infiltrates each cell with the solution. So even though you might be thinking, you're getting an idea in your head, in your mental mind, it's usually coming into every cell of your body. That's why people say, I knew within every cell of my being that this was real, you know, or this was truth or whatever. Because when you get that real, genuine, intuitive hit, it is in every cell of your being because that's how it works. So drinking water, doing anything that takes deep breathing. That's why you'll take a shower and you start to feel better because you're around water, which amplifies, and you're breathing deeply because of the heat, the steam, and you're relaxed. You know, so, or if you're on the treadmill or taking a walk. The other thing that you can do is to, for you, what your guides are saying is you have a lot of chaos swirling around you, and you're sensitive, so you pick up on everybody's stuff. And so for you, putting yourself in a white ball of white light, you know, there's I know Doreen Virtue, I can't, you know, it's her example, it's not mine, but she always talked about a mirror ball and having like mirrors all, you know, a ball of negative energy kind of comes towards you, you bounce it back towards the person who sends it kind of thing. You can do that, but what I would suggest really for you is to do a phone, social media, and television fast, because you have a lot of stuff bombarding you. You like take in everything and internalize everything. So just going on, like taking, you know, the rest of Mercury in retrograde is a perfect time for you to fast on things. So, you know, if there's some jealous friends, if there's some, you know, stuff going at the office, just it's like take the low road and don't get into confrontation right now. Just sort of like just, you know, see like almost like the roaring rapids just go into a still pond in your mind as you're going to sleep and just let it even out. After, like I was telling the guy from the UK, after the first week, when you get into the first week in October, for you, probably more towards the middle of October, you're going to get a much more stabilized sense of things. It's going to feel a little bit better. It's not a bad thing what you're going through. You're actually doing kind of like a gut junk clean out of your life.
So, perfect.
It's all kind of flaring up in your face. So you say, no, no, no. Okay, keep that. I'll work with that, but I'm not working with this, 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 and this. Don't be afraid to say no, and don't be afraid. If you know there's certain friends that are just creating more work than they're worth, it's time to say goodbye. That's the big message for you.
Okay.
All right.
Perfect.
So I'm gonna have to
Thank
jump
you so
off,
much.
Good. You're so welcome. Thanks for calling in tonight. I appreciate it. Okay, let's see. Who do we have next? Vesna in Arizona. Are you there, Vesna?
I'm here. How are you?
Hi. Good.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well overall, I guess.
Okay, good.
Yeah, just
question?
Lots. A lot of things kind of going on. You know, I'm working on starting my own business, and but you know, I guess I'll ask my question kind of when I was listening to you. Where am I on the so to speak, as far as a relationship is concerned?
Now I want you to be specific. What is it that you want to know?
Well, I, you know, I feel that I am ready for a relationship.
You're breaking
and,
up. I'm sorry. You're breaking up, and I can't. You're going in and out, so it's hard for me to hear. Can you get a little closer to your – if you're on the speakerphone, take it off. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I did. Okay.
Good.
Yeah, as far as, you know, my husband passed like 11 years ago. I am more than ready to be in another relationship, and I have – what qualities, characteristics are, you know, the most important to me. So that's what I'm going by. So I'm just wondering where I am on the barometer, so to speak.
It feels like, although you say that, there's a kind of a piece there that is absolutely terrified of getting into a relationship and losing that person again. So there's a, and it may not be like, you know, the top of mind, but it's enough in your frequency that there's like a road bump. It's not, it's like a speed bump. It's not a high wall. They're not showing a high wall between you and the next relationship, but they are saying, don't be afraid to kind of do one more deep dive and ask yourself, okay, of all the things, and you can ask your guys again, Archangel Shamuel is a good one for you. Just to see if there's anybody else coming. Archangel Michael as well for courage. Because it does take courage to go back into, you know, an intimate relationship. They're also saying something about your physical body. I'm not sure if there's something that about your physical body that you feel insecure about. But they're also saying that there's, you know, there's some kind of wall that you don't perceive as necessarily being a wall, but it is. And it's just enough that it's holding that person at bay. So once you sort of just take us, again, the dust, this is for everybody, the dust is going to settle a lot in all of our lives after this next, you know, week or so of kind of crazy energy. But as October comes in and we're in the fall harvest, it feels like they're telling me somewhere between October 15th and November 15th, somebody will be coming in for you, and you will start to, but as a friend, and you'll start, but you'll, it'll be a friend with like, it's like, huh, that, he seems, you know, seems like kind of cool. I think about, I'll pay extra attention to that person, and that'll be a great starting point for you. But it feels also, too, like you're going to have like three people around you. So that's why it's really, really important for you to not look at them as the barometer of whether you're ready and to look at how your frequency is. And then, you know, you can kind of pull in whoever you want because you really, all you're doing is taking parallels. And it doesn't really matter what I say because whatever you choose is what's going to happen. But as it stands right now, where your energy is right now, that's what feels in most alignment with you. So I hope that's at least giving you a little bit of a some direction.
Yeah,
the next person.
Thank you.
Okay, good. Have a great night. You are so welcome. Okay, so before I take the next caller, please understand that when you are always choosing a parallel, okay? You're always choosing some portion of your catalog of potentials. And so everything that you desire, relationships, career, you know, business, all that, houses and all that kind of stuff, even things that have already happened, there's parallels where every potential is available. So when you're asking me what's going to happen to me in this situation, you're asking me to pick your parallel, okay? You're going to pick your own parallel. So if you say, if I say, oh, you're going to meet somebody in October, there is a parallel where you'll meet somebody in October. But there's also a parallel where you meet somebody tomorrow, then you meet somebody in November, you'll meet somebody in January. There's parallels that have all of it. So really when you're dealing with an intuitive reading or you're dealing with, you know, advice or whatever from, you know, in that regard, remember that all that person is doing is reading the frequency of where you are in emotional alignment at this moment, and where, based on that, you're most likely to choose yourself, and you have the free will to choose any parallel you want. Okay? So nothing's happening to you. And you know, but your frequency is resonating at a certain point, so that when myself or any, you know, intuitive, psychic, angel reader, anything like that gives you any kind of, quote, prediction, just know that it's just really reading what parallel you're in now, what parallel it's looking like you're most likely to choose, and then you can choose any direction that you want to go in. Now, I know there's some people, like, you know, people who've gone through my program and stuff, and they're all about their own personal empowerment and picking their parallel and choosing directions for the way that they want to go. Then there's other people who don't want to do any of that work, and they just want somebody to tell them what's going to happen to them. And so you're never telling somebody what's going to happen to them. You're telling someone based on where you're choosing to choose or not choose, because a lot of people choose not to choose, right? So you kind of put yourself in victim mode a little bit. Wherever you are at this point, this is what we're reading, okay? And that's really, really important, you know? And this season is all about you picking up your energetic power. And the reason why I'm saying this, and the reason why I'm talking about this in all my private sessions and all my advanced students and all this stuff, is because energetically where the planet is going right now, as we go into the fall of 2016 and into 2017, everything is shifting. Another big shift. That whole shift that everybody is worried about, 2012, there was not one major channel who did not say 2012 is not the issue, 2016 is the issue. So 2016 into 2017, this is not a doom prediction or anything, but it is a time of quantum leaping. Excuse me, my throat. Of quantum leaping forward for mankind. And that's why you see these political elections in the U.S. being kind of crazy, not kind of extreme. All kinds of systems around the world breaking down. People being totally accountable. If you notice, like, we've had all the racial issues being addressed with, you know, Donald Trump and all of that. Now we have misogyny and feminist issues being addressed with Hillary Clinton. And then we had, you know, other issues with the Olympics and, you know, the scandals and all these different things. And we could go on and on and on. And you're seeing this huge swing of emotion and people using social media to push agendas, you know, or voice their opinions. And you're seeing all this big flare-up because we're going through a massive purging, and then we're going to be going through a massive infusion of energy. And it is really, really, really important that you don't just sit back and try to get other people to tell you what's going to happen to you without being willing to take responsibility for your energy and make your own choices. Now, just because you choose doesn't mean, like I said, I dream a genie blink this second. But when you choose, you align with your higher self, as the bigger part of you that you're co-creating with, and the two of you together move forward towards that goal. Your ambition is usually topped by your higher self. You know, you always hear, or something better. So you'll say, oh, I want, you know, this guy, and they'll bring either him or the best version of him that's available based on your frequency, or somebody better. Okay, and if that person is going to put you in harm's way, they'll do everything they can to sort of help you to avoid that. And if you still insist on picking the parallel with that person, and that person is going to put you in harm's way, then there's a lesson you're going to learn within that. But you can choose out of that as well. So choice is really, really important. I want you all to be aware of that, because I think that, you know, we have a tendency to run two tracks. People will listen to me talk, and then they'll say, oh, tell me what's going to happen to me. And so when you ask that, what I want you to really see it, understand it, and I know for myself, you know, we all need a dentist, right? We brush our teeth every day, and then we need a dentist for the bigger things, the deeper cleanings, the tooth, you know, root canals and scaling our teeth and all that. So we don't you know, certainly don't mind being your dentist when it comes to readings and that type of thing. But what we want, what the more empowered way to use this kind of service is to say, okay, where's my frequency at? And can you help me to, this is my goal, and what's the best path to that? Okay, and then based on where I'm at now, what looks like the likely thing that would come of it? Okay, as opposed to tell me what's going to happen. Okay, really, really important. This energy will not allow for disempowerment. It just won't going forward. You know, you're going to see a lot of shifts in the next 6 months in that regard. We'll talk more about that in some upcoming shows. Okay, next person that we will talk with is Lori in Washington.
Okay, thanks.
Hello. Hi, Lori.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi. Hi. considering what you just said, I'm wondering how I can most, you know, what is, I don't know, if, I don't think I have a very high frequency, but I'm wondering how this, what's the best course of action for me to take to make sure I, you know, come out on top of this situation with the insurance company that this guy sideswiped my car and they're saying that expenses are too expensive to fix, so they're going to declare it as total, like it's totaled, you know?
So why don't we start again? And wait, let me see. Let me get you back on here. Okay, hello? Okay, there
hi.
We go. Hi. Okay.
Is it better?
Yep, that's much better. And I know you understand what I just said. Go ahead and tell me you had an insurance company issue and what happened.
The
shortest version possible. Go ahead.
I got estimate, which was $3,078, and they're saying that that's too expensive to fix the car, and because the value of the car might not be worth the expense, you know. And I still like owe $33,200 on it, and they're telling me that they don't want to, you know.
Okay,
they
so what's the question? What's the question? So they want to declare it
totaled,
and
am I going to get the enough money to pay off the rest of the car payments?
Okay. All right. So this seems like it's out of your control, right? Like it's in the control of them. But believe
yeah.
it or not, there's a parallel where I could say yes and there's a parallel where I could say no. So you can choose which one you would like to happen. What do you desire to happen?
Well, I'd like them to pay me the money to... enough money so I can at least pay the car off before they call it a
exactly.
total loss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I personally think that they do. They will. And you know why they will? Because that's the highest thing in your frequency. So in your energy, mm-hmm. from reading your energy, uh-huh. that's where mm-hmm. your energy is most in alignment with. And
mm-hmm.
that feels very positive, like that will happen.
Okay.
So what I would do is I would keep that vision of seeing yourself telling a friend, wow, they paid for the, you know, everything was covered. This all worked out. I was worried, but it all worked out. I want you to go past that decision. Go back, like, imagine that the decision happened and you're 2 weeks out of that, like 2 weeks after. You're talking to the friend 2 weeks after it was all declared that in your favor. And you're just telling them about what happened. That's how I want you to do your scene with this, okay? But it does feel
okay.
like that's what you're most in alignment with already. But the way you can solidify
okay.
it, okay, does that make sense to you? Is
yeah.
to just envision yourself telling, you know, your best friend, wow, you know, I'm so relieved. It's 2 weeks after this whole thing was done, and I'm still relieved. They, you know, this is a non-issue now. And that should solidify it for you. Okay? So I hope that's helpful.
Okay. Yes, thank you.
Have a great night. You're so welcome. Have a great night. Okay, so let's see if we can take one more really quick. Okay, how about Tracy in California? Do we have Tracy in California?
Can you hear me? Hi there.
Yep, I can hear you. Hi there.
Hi. So I get what you're, you know, you've been so helpful in this. Mine is, you know, here that I'm the one with the money. We've had relationships and no money. So I feel kind of like in the icebergs where I'm on top, you know, oh, I can do this. I can bring in money. And then underneath the bottom of the earth, the iceberg is where the worry's running.
Right.
So
good for you. Good for you for figuring that out. That's 90% of the battle. Good for you. That's great. That's really, really good, Tracy. I can't express it enough. That's really good. So tell me your question.
Thank you. So my question is, I'm afraid of running out of money and having to go back to a desk job.
Yeah, and you have a business that's sort of in the works.
Yes.
Okay, so, you know, sometimes a job, sometimes when you're in a business, how long have you been in your business?
Oh, a couple of years at least.
Okay.
But I've only been out of the corporate world. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you've only been out of the corporate world for how long?
A year.
Okay. So there's two things that are going on. One is that when you come out of corporate, you're pretty well imprinted with their, number one, barometers of what success looks like. And number two, you want money to look similar to that coming from your business. It's coming from one place, so the business generates that pay, like replaces the paycheck that you were getting in corporate. And those are the two things that will get you in the most trouble when you have your own business. Number one, your own business never mirrors a corporate situation because you're creating it yourself, right? Even if you're doing network marketing or whatever, you're still having to self-generate. And the check isn't guaranteed just because you show up like it would be corporate. So to have the same measures of success don't make sense because you're in a different system. So the first thing is to recognize that sometimes you do have to take other positions to support you as you sort of find your way through the business. But what you want to do is if you're going to incorporate some other source of income, which you should have multiple lines of income, that's part of entrepreneurship, is you never expect income from just one place. Multiple lines of income, you want to make sure that whatever you pick is in the arena of what you're doing so that you're not counteracting. Because that's what I think is really happening for you. It's like, oh, my gosh, if I go over here, then I lose time for the business. But if I stay over here, I don't make enough money yet because the business isn't ready to fully carry me. So then you get that conflict. And then you put yourself in purgatory, and then, you know, you got nothing, right? So it's just,
yes.
I get it. Been there, done that. So what I highly suggest is, first of all, picking the parallel. First of all, you want to go into your meditation work, your visioning work, and you want to just ask and surround yourself with a band of angels and just say, what's the path of most allowance? What's going to allow me the most money with the least amount of learning curve to support me as we get this business, you know, to fully blossom? Okay, because it does take time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then allow those answers to come. And you will see that as soon as you start to ask that question in that way, what's my path of most allowance, it's like, instead of, do I have to go back for another job? Oh, my God, am I going to die? Am I not going to make money? Right? Different.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You're going, so I know I'm hitting the right thing. So the path of most allowances, that's working with the spaciousness of the universe, but saying, being specific enough to say, I want to feel a sense of allowance. I want to feel a sense of lightness. I want to feel a sense of hope. I want to feel a sense of security. I want to feel safe. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's power. Even though you don't have the specific, it's power. The frequency is powerful. So guess what? You're going to attract several opportunities, and it feels like if you do what I tell you to do, you will, before the end of the year, you'll have 3 to 4 different options coming to you you'll be able to choose from. But you want to ask for the path of most allowance. See, when you have choice, how much more powerful it feels as opposed to the dread of Mari's going to tell me I have to go get another job. I'm screwed. Oh, my God, I'm going to die again. Right?
Yes.
What's she going to tell me to do? What's she going to tell me to do? Oh, my God, my heart. I can't. No, that's not it. My New Yorker, I'm missing home right now. But it's the truth, right? And so as opposed to what's the path of most allowance is going to give me, opportunity, choice, spaciousness, multiple lines of income, more money than I know what to do with. That's always a good one. Least amount of effort with the most amount of money, you could say that. Least amount of learning curve. What's in alignment with who I am and where I'm going? That's what I want you to ask. When you ask those kinds of empowering questions, then you're giving the tidal wave of high-frequency answers. You're picking from a different portion of the parallel catalog. Does that make sense? You're picking instead of picking purgatory parallels and dread parallels and going backwards, spiral, downward spiral parallels, all of those exist. The Tracy who picks the downward dog's parallel, okay, is there as much as the one who picks the upward trend parallel is there. You're going to exist. And even when you pick, the path of most allowance, the version of you that's picking the path of most resistance, she simultaneously exists. You're just not choosing that parallel with her. Okay.
Right.
Now,
yep.
One more thing before we wrap the show, before I say this, and then I have to wrap the show, is you can, in one day, in 1 minute, pick both of the parallels I just said, because every time you place your thought, you're picking a different parallel. So you can have 1 minute you're picking the downward, you're worrying, so you're picking the downward dog parallel. The next minute you're feeling, you're listening to the podcast over again. Oh, passive emotional allowance, there it is. I see it. I see the gold. Like, Mari. And then you can go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And what's going to happen is your circumstances over the next, week to 30 days is going to start to go up. 1 minute you get an opportunity, next thing it just falls apart. Then it goes up, then it goes down, then it goes up, goes down, because your frequency is going up and down. You salt and pepper your soup. Okay?
Yep.
So if you don't like a lot of salt and pepper, then pick which ingredients you want in there. Okay? And remember that what you're picking today, don't say, oh, I just picked the path most allowance. Something terrible just happened, and Mari's an idiot, and that didn't work, and oh, my God, and now I have to really panic, and oh, God, this isn't going to work. No, whatever you're dealing with today is from what you were thinking 30 days ago.
Yes.
So when you pick this new direction, give it some time and go and do something fun, because what you want to do is pick the frequency. The frequency is going to read off of what you're currently doing. So if you're currently, picking a dinner that you're going to really enjoy, and then you're picking to get yourself those fresh flowers from the grocery store, and you're picking to go to the gas station where you really like the guy who pumps the gas, and you're picking to listen to this great radio station in the car that makes you feel uplifted, and then you're picking to do knitting instead of mopping the floor because that's more fun. You've just kept your day at the frequency of the choice of the path of most allowance in your business. Then it can come in fast. Does that make sense?
It does.
You'll listen to this again, but this is how you speed up, because you know your next question, how do I get it to come fast? Live the rest of your day happy. Not falsely happy, but by choosing happier choices. And all of it will start to roll, and that's how you put your foot on the gas pedal and take your foot off the brake. I hope that's helped. I'm going to have to jump. Sam's going to kill me because I'm already 5 minutes over.
Thank you.
Okay, Tracy. Thank you. You're welcome. Have a great night. Take care. Wow. Okay. Well, if you guys would like to get a reading, make sure you look out for your email tonight. I am really our private session, I should say, with me. I'm excited to talk to you guys. I haven't done sessions in a while. And then also, if you'd like to potentially be one of our AHA intuitives, slap me an email at support@ahamomentsinc.com, and we will be back here next Tuesday, same time, same place, and I will end with my motto, which is you truly can have exactly what you want. You absolutely deserve it too, and in this new energy, anything is possible. Take care, everybody. See you next week.